would like to ask a question, you may press star and then 1 using a touch-tone telephone. If you decide you would like to withdraw your question, you may press star and then 2 to remove yourself from the queue. Again, in order to ask a question, please press star and 1. Mr. Shiro, our first question comes from Rob Rossi from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
Ray, hey, I'm a couple here. Maybe you start off first, just a little bit of the details of how this deal came together and what you were looking for and being willing to give up a guy like Lewandowski.
I talked to Joe a little bit over the last month or two, but just about several different scenarios, and he'd expressed some interest in a puck moving defenseman, and really just probably just about 2 or 3 days ago, we'd been in a conversation where we actually exchanged the names, and one being Golodowski, one being James Neal, and you know, so to me, you know, a lot of teams have called about Alex in the last couple of months, and I've made it clear to every team that I called I was not looking to trade him. Our defense was playing well as a group, the strength of our team was our defense, and our goaltending, and you know, in the back of my mind, and you know, if I ever was going to move Alex, it had to be for the right forward. And with James Neal, I think we found that in terms of a young, up-and-coming winger. His best days are ahead of him, and it's difficult to give up Alex. He's won a cup with us here, and you know, he's a really good young defenseman. So they're difficult to give up. But you know, getting Matt Niskanen in the deal was also important to us, especially by trading Alex during the season. And it's hard to get defensemen at this time of the year. So looking forward to having Matt join us. And you know, young guy's only 25 years old, and this has a pretty good year so far in the NHL.
Ray, a couple of years ago, I know that the emergence of some of your younger defensemen, Golgoski specifically, allowed you guys to be comfortable about moving a guy like Whitney for a winger, and also to Grady. Was there any player's development that really made you feel comfortable with moving a guy like Golgoski, who was part of that group?
I think the emergence of Chris Letang, he's certainly taken another step this year. He's a guy we're building around, and when we signed him with his extension last year, he was not at the level he is right now, and we were hoping when we signed into that he'd grow into it, which he has, so that's really important. Obviously, signing Martin McCullough this offseason to go along with Brooks Orpik, I think he's given us a strong group here, and you know, we've got some other young defensemen that are coming along, and but having said that, that's why getting this thing in the deal was very important, and another young guy that can play for us right now and help out. And so, you know, as I said, it's difficult to give up Alex, but there's not many of these young power guys in the game, and you know, Neil, and you know, on our list is one of the better ones in the game, and has got some room to grow. And you know, that's why if you get a guy like Neil, you know, the chance to wait, it might not, the opportunity might not be there again. So for both sides, then getting a puck moving guy, getting the power forward and the defenseman, it's made sense for both teams.
Right. In terms of the increase to your team, did that change the way you approached the past few weeks with the deadline? And when you look at Neil, who do you know, long term think his style complements best with on your team? In terms of
The injuries, you know, have not had a lot to do with what I've been looking at. We've had so many guys out, I think 8, 9, 10 forwards, and tonight Paul Martin's out, and hopefully just a day-to-day type of thing. But, this is, you know, an N plus, this is a hockey trade that this is for now plus down the line with both these players. So that's encouraging. And for who Neil might play with, again, I always say it goes to Dan, what he wants to do. He can mix and match with some guys. And, you know, we've got some pretty good center icemen here that, you know, when they're healthy, he's going to be able to have a chance to play with and make them all better, I hope.
Do you originally be ready between now and Monday still? What is your cap situation regarding that?
Cap-wise, we're still in decent shape. I mean, we have some room to, you know, to continue to look at some pieces that might help us. But we'll see what happens between now and 3 o'clock on Monday. There's a little ways to go here, and we'll let the dust settle here a little bit and get together with the coaches and our scouts again over the next couple of days and continue to work on it, see if we can get better.
Do you have a particular need you guys think you need to address right now, knowing that you have the injuries?
No, I think you're just looking for good players, and if there's a fit, and keeping in mind that, you know, you have a cap situation moving forward. And so we'll continue to listen. If there's something that makes sense, we'll try to do that. And I think our group has done
from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Hey, I had a two-pronged question. Professor, you mentioned injuries not really playing a part in it, but how much will this trade or looking ahead to anything you want to look at between now and Monday, how much does the unknown quantity of Sidney Crosby when he went from that, how much does that play into it, how much has it played into it? And then in terms of Matt Muscala, did you promise Al Sosowski that if you were going to trade him, you'd get another young defenseman from Minnesota in the chain?
No, in this case from Minnesota, there's no guarantee there. So, no, on the Crosby question, it's the unknown. So, I'm looking to add different pieces to the hockey team that might make sense short term and long term. Neil and Niskanen being more long term, I think, and, what might be available between now and Monday. I've got a little idea, but, based upon it's hard to make this determination because I really don't know. So, I think a lot of this goes really to what we may want to give up at the end, and I'm not looking to, I haven't been looking to trade our first round pick or anything like that at this point, and, so we'll continue to try to see if we can improve ourselves by Monday, and as I said, I go back to our team's played pretty well and hard, and, we've had a good year for ourselves and had all these injuries, and our top two centers out, and our coach, and our defense, and our work ethic, and the guys coming from Wilkes-Barre, they've all done a really good job here. So, but I guess you've got to try to give them some help. And, this trade itself is a hockey deal. And, looking forward to Neil and this getting added to our group here moving forward.
Do you know, Griffin, when you can expect a chance for you to be here to pass it tomorrow to the wing
team? Yeah, they actually should be here tonight. So I would hope they'd be on the ice tomorrow for practice and be ready to play on Wednesday.
Thanks, Ray.
No problem. Thanks, Joy.
The next question comes from Scott Burnside from ESPN.com.
Hey, all the big questions are gone, so I'll run the terrible one now. Just so quickly, Niskanen had I think he had 35 points in his sophomore year, sort of tailed off a bit. Is that just a function of, maybe you saw the change going on Dallas, and, do you expect you'll get a chance to maybe play some of that? Some power play time in the second year or whatever, where we saw Alex playing.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think so, Scott, and that's the great question is to, he started off, as a 21-year-old in the league and had two real good years offensively and was a real plus player. And, I know he played with a couple guys that were here, Boucher and Sidor, and I know he played alongside, Zuboff for a while. He's a right-hand shot. He can play the left side, which he might have to do here. He's a guy that can play the second year, the power player. The first year, if he has to, he can shoot the puck a bit and kill penalties. He did that early in his career. So I think the thing with that is whether it's a confidence issue or maybe just a change might be good for him. That's what I'm hoping. And I think we have a pretty good coaching staff here and pretty positive people. And, we're all U.S., so good for Matt. So that's in his favor. So hopefully he can get back to where he was early in his career and help us out.
Real quick follow-up. We've actually seen some hockey trades, which we sometimes don't see all that often, especially with the trade deadline period. We watch it, if you look at the Blues and the Avs really make, sort of a bedrock kind of trade there. You making, both teams, Dallas and the Penguins making moves that, that could have ramifications for a long time, not just for this year. Coincidence, or is this a function of leading into the end of the CBA, or any idea of that?
Yeah, I don't really see a lot of these. You don't usually see. I mean, especially well before the deadline, it seems there's been a lot of hockey deals here, and I'm not sure the CBA, at least in this deal, never came to consideration. Really, it was really a hockey trade, and as we all know, Pittsburgh, looking for good wingers or whatever, and it seemed to make sense for us. So, I'm really not sure, and I think every team's a little bit different, and I think we'll start to see a lot more of these rental players go here between now and Monday, obviously, and now some of the games go, some of the teams still vying for position, but I think that's, but I think this is really, as you mentioned, Scott, I think this is somewhat out of the ordinary for these hockey deals to happen during the course of the season.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from Kevin Allen from USA Today.
Hey, Ray, thanks for doing this.
No problem.
I want to ask you, obviously, you're taking back players who have commitments for next season. And I wondered, particularly in the case of Neil, whether you had actually in your mind kind of, you know, penciled out some money that you were going to pay for a winger in the off season, and whether or not this kind of fits into your, you know, your master plan moving forward.
Absolutely, and I mean that's the reason to do the deal for us is, you know, Neil signed for another year, and we know that money is, we have an idea as to who might be available come July 1. Free agency-wise at this point, that's irregardless if he gets signed by their team before then, but, I mean, this is, as I mentioned, this is a totally different angle for us in the fact that usually on July 1, we're looking at the market for these, you know, the older guys, maybe looking at rebounds and we take a discount to player. This is really the first young winger we've gone out and gotten. I think Kunis was maybe around 27, 28 when we got Chris, and he's obviously a big addition for us, and Neil being just 23 years old, this is a sort of hockey trade that we've been looking for, and I think it'll be a good fit for him here in the long run, and, you know, we get Crosby and Malkin back, and, you know, with Stalzi and guys like this, and Kunitz, and, you know, it's a pretty good forward group now, and, you know, he's got, you know, James is, you know, he's shown some real good things in his career as a young guy. He's got to find that consistency and take it to another level over the next few years, and I hope there's a place he can do it.
It's kind of an odd question, but did this injury, you know, allow you to, you know, the room to make this deal? I mean, you could not have made this deal had, you know, Malkin not been injured, could you?
Correct. Yeah, you know, this is, you know, timing-wise for us, cap-wise for us, it really wasn't a possibility before, and, you know, before these guys were injured, that, you know, at the deadline, we're going to be taking around a little bit and maybe looking at a small piece if possible, and that was good because it was fine. We liked our team, and we're playing well, and as I mentioned, this might have been the year we might have done anything, but the number of these injuries, especially the long-term one to Gino, that, you know, with the LTI situation, that gives us an opportunity to make a deal like this, and so hopefully a good game out of a bad.
And I know you sort of mentioned this before, but I wonder if you could elaborate. Your defense has kind of been your staple this year, and as a cohesive unit, they've done pretty well. I mean, how difficult was it to pull the trigger, even though you were getting back exactly what you wanted?
Yeah, really, really hard, Kevin, during the year, and that's why Niskanen had to be part of the deal, and we're also chasing the defenseman the rest of the week, which is going to be very difficult to do, and we like Niskanen, so I think that worked well, but, you know, it's hard, and it's a tough one for Dan. You know, Dan had a tough one getting his arms around this one because he really liked Alex, and, you know, I really liked Alex, and, you know, won a cup here, and great kid, and I think, you know, from the Dallas standpoint, I think he's going to be a great addition there. He'll play a higher role than he did here. As I mentioned to him, I think he'll look back a couple years from now, and Dallas will too, and so it's been a good trade for both teams, and, you know, he can play a more prominent role there, maybe offensively. He's always behind here, Gonchar or Letang now, or maybe Paul Martin in terms of minutes, and so I think this will be good for his career, and he's pretty deserving of it, and he's a heck of a hockey player, and it was a difficult thing, and, you know, when I talked to Joe last night, we kind of got the parameters down pat, and, you know, when you're trading these guys, it's, you know, for both organizations, it's a big deal, and we just said, let's just sleep on this, and we'll talk in the morning, so we both did, and, you know, it's a difficult thing, but you got to make the call, so we both agreed.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Kevin.
Our next question comes from Craig Custance from Sporting News.
Hey, Ray, kind of piggybacking on what Scott asked you, I mean, do you think there's less of an appetite now for the pure rental at this time of year, or is, or, you know, is it just kind of a coincidence with these deals we're seeing?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, every team is a little bit different, but this is really, you know, looking back into the trades the last few years, this is the soonest all these deals have happened, and a lot of hockey deals, and but as I mentioned, I think between now and Monday, there'll be plenty of rental guys going, and I hope so. So some of those shows on Monday can have something to talk about. So I think that's what will probably work out.
And you kind of alluded to it, but there's always been this kind of speculation around Pittsburgh when you guys will get that winger first bid. I mean, you think that this deal will end that?
I don't know. I don't, you know, it's hard to specifically look for just a winger for a certain player because you never know how guys will mesh. I figure, I mean, I'm not that smart. I just figure you get a few good players and throw them on the ice and they'll figure it out. So he's just done. James is another good player to add to our mix, a guy with good size and can skate and shoot the puck and, you know, will play a physical game. And, you know, he's just, as I mentioned, he's not the finished product, which is, you know, he's only 23 and, you know, he's got to find some other parts of his game to take it to the next level. But, you know, that's the challenge for him and that's the excitement for us.
What are those parts that you're looking at him to improve on?
I think with James, it's his consistency. It's like any young player, and you know, it's no different than with Alex as a young player. I mean, a couple of years ago, finally consistency, he found it this year, and he's been a really good player for us. And, Alex, I think, is 25 or something. James is 23, and as a forward, we really like what we've seen in James. He's the top of our list of any young power forward in the league, and, to be able to add him is a really good addition for us moving forward. And I think, as I said, the excitement for us is he's 23 years old, the unfinished product. What can we do with him? What can he do with his own career here to really, turn him from a 28 goal scorer to something else to really take off? And we'll see in time how it does. But, he's certainly got that ability and talent. And I don't know him personally. I've talked to plenty of people that know him and vouch for his character and work ethic. So, that's, as I said, we're excited about that. Thanks, sir.
And we have time for one more question. This comes from Tim Benz from WXDX.
Ray, since you brought up the topic of helping our talk shows out and getting us stuff to talk about, I'll give you this one here. I mean, there's already people on the talk shows and things of that sort saying that this is a deal that you wouldn't have made at this time unless you were still very optimistic about Sid coming back for the rest of the year. I mean, can you address that? Is there any validity in adding one more and getting two there?
No, not at all. I have no inside information on Sidney Crosby, honestly, as to whether he's coming back. Or, and this is Tim for Bia's. This is a deal I would have done in the summertime. I'd do now to get James Neal and obviously with Niskanen. And I believe it's a good hockey deal for us. And so as we move forward, it's not just for this year, it's for moving forward the next few years and adding these players. So, especially our forward group, as we talked, looking for, I think I've read it a couple of times that we're looking for a winger, or I got to find a winger. So it's a step in the right direction. And, this is, as I mentioned, Tim, a hockey deal that makes sense for us in the short term and the long term, regardless of who's, whether Gino's back or Sid's back or whatever. This will be, moving forward, a good deal for us.
Looking forward for the rest of the year for your guys in the locker room. Some guys are saying it would be an extreme show of confidence on your part if you didn't make a move, and then others say it would be an extreme show of confidence if you did make a move. And how do you think this goes over the locker room? Do you think you're actually showing a lot of confidence in your guys saying we're trying to make you one step better, even though you left some of the guys sidelined?
Yeah, that's a good point. I just don't, I don't buy into that much in terms of showing the guys something. I mean, as I mentioned, if we didn't have these injuries, I might not be doing anything because I'm going to show the guys that, A, we don't have cap room, and that B, they're doing a good job. So, but in this case, I mentioned earlier, I think our group has worked extremely hard this year against, it's in adverse circumstances, and the guys have stepped up and played well. And, in my job, Dan's job is to get the most out of the players, which I think he's doing, and my job is to try to complement that best I can. And, through some of these injuries, unfortunately, we've had some fortune to have some cap space and, look to make a hockey deal, which we did today, and we'll see what we can do between now and then. Our goal is to get into the playoffs, and once we get there, people see that Malkin out for the year or, Crosby still out. Well, my goal is we're gonna make the playoffs, and we're going to be a hard team that is going to give some teams some problems. So that's what we're going to have to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for attending today's conference call.